Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. One key staff member was missing on the first day of class at Fernbrook Elementary School in Maple Grove. Educational support professional Yvette Hoffman is still recovering from the June 14th shooting in her Champlin home. Her husband, Senator John Hoffman, has made a couple public appearances since the shooting. The Fernbrook PTO launched a GoFundMe page for the Hoffmans that raised over $260,000. Vice President J.D. Vance is scheduled to be in Minnesota today to pay respects to the victims of the Annunciation Catholic School shooting. His office says the Vice President and Second Lady Usha Vance are holding a series of private meetings to convey condolences to the families of those affected by the tragedy. Investigators say two children were killed and 21 others were wounded in the mass shooting 1 week ago in South Minneapolis. The results are in from the Minnesota House of Representatives State Fair poll. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
The survey finds 79% of fairgoers support banning guns inside the state capitol, while 17% oppose it. 66% think undocumented residents should have access to state programs, but 27% support prohibition. Voters are divided on starting school before Labor Day. Nearly 40% want class to start prior to the first Monday in September, 36% oppose an early start, and 24% are undecided.
A Southwest Minnesota farmer is optimistic about corn and soybean yields with harvest about a month away. Brian Bigler farms near Lake Wilson in Maury County.
Our crops are looking really well. I don't know. You could get much more of an ideal growing season than what we've had. I know there's a lot of places that had some either too wet or too dry, but we had a pocket down in Southwest Minnesota here where we had some really good conditions.
An Itasca County mayor faces two felony theft charges and a misdemeanor for allegedly stealing water from his city. Keewatin Mayor Michael Labine was charged on August 19th after an investigation this past year. Court documents say Labine turned a water valve on his property on and off with a special key so he wouldn't pay the city's associated fees. His first court appearance is on October 8th. The Minnesota Sheriff's Association will award 18 students $2,000 for this year's law enforcement scholarship program. Nicolet County Sheriff David Lang says the MSA recognizes the importance of pre-entry training for those considering law enforcement careers.
We want to see good students coming out of our law enforcement training programs throughout the state, and this obviously is a way to help those students fund their training to become successful law enforcement employees.
Students wanting to enroll can fill out a paper application at their local sheriff's office or apply online at www.mnsheriffs.org. The final tally is in. Nearly 1.94 million people came out for the 12-day run of the Minnesota State Fair, making it the fifth biggest crowd in the fair's history. Plans for the 2026 Great Minnesota Get-Together are already underway. Diane's Place in South Minneapolis is getting national attention for being named Food and Wine's Restaurant of the Year for 2025. This is MNN.